we are going to begin Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. So Vestos come up in two Simanim, Kuf Pei Dalet and Kuf Pei Tes. As I said, for Kuf Pei Dalet, you should try to do the whole thing. Kuf Pei Tes, it's wonderful to do the whole thing, but assuming that you don't have time for that, you should do the selected Simanim that I sent you in the email. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Rov Hanashim Yesh Lahem Vestos. We'll talk about in a moment why that might be significant. It's a metzias, however, that is no longer true. Liros Bizman Yadua, Kegon Me'eshem L'eshem Yom, O Mishloshim L'shloshim Yom, V'chol Yisha Sheyesh L'Vestos Kavua, Ba'alash L'Bishaz Vesta, V'einat Shricha B'dika Lifnei Tashmish. So if you have a Vest Kavua, you can have Tashmish without a B'dika, Kodim Tashmish. We'll see later on that this is in fact Talu in a Machlokas Rishonim. The Lashon of the Mechaber is V'einat Shricha B'dika, which implies that it's okay to do bedika. He's leaving the question open because the Rambam thinks Snuos do bedika. V'gam ein la lahachmir livdok. The Rama paskins against the Rambam that even Snuos shouldn't do a bedika if she has a veses kavua. Lo lifnei tashmish lo achar tashmish lo yehe libo nokvul poresh. Aval shelo b'shas tashmish kol amar b'livdok. We talked about whether that applies anymore, Bizman Hazeh. So the Taz in Sifkat and Beis is a very interesting thing. When it says, O Mishloshim L'Shloshim, Im Lo Kava Veses, Az Mistama Vesta Kol Shloshim, Uvetol Shloshim Mikri Shalo B'Shas Vesta. It sounds like the Shach is saying that Toch Shloshim Yom, for Nisha She'ein La Veses, you could have Tashmish without doing a Bedika Kodim Tashmish, because this Veses is 30 days. So the Achronim here get very upset, because it goes against, and again we'll have a chance to see this more Barichos when we get to Simen Kuf Pei Vav, but it goes against Simen Kuf Pei Vav Siv Beis, that Isha She'ein La Veses must do a Bedika Kodim Tashmish, at least under certain circumstances. So because of this Kasha, the Kresi Uplesi rejects the Shach. The Sidrei Tar and the Chavos Daser Mekayim the Shach, and they say the Shach doesn't mean that. The Shach means that a woman who never had her period yet, since Mistama she's going to get a period and beget a Veses, Kavua, a woman who has had her period but has not yet been Koveya Veses, Kavua. Let's say she had her first period. So do you treat her as an Isha Sheyesh La Veses, Kavua, or as an Isha She'en La Veses Kavua? On the one hand, she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, so therefore maybe you should do Bedika Kodim Tashmish. Or no, the Shach is saying that since Stam Nashim Yesh Lahan Veses Kavua, so therefore you could presume she's going to get a Veses Kavua, and therefore you're allowed to have Tashmish without a Bedika. That's what the Shach means, in which case there's a nafkamina to the statement of the Shulchan Aruch when he says most women have a Veses Kavua. It's not just telling you a Stam statement because it's interesting, but there's halachic nafgamina, the reason why you could be ba'aleha even before she's established a veskavua is because mistama she will. Maybe then it wouldn't apply nowadays. That's a somewhat of a difficult reading in the Shach, because he doesn't allude to any of that. The third possibility is to say that the Shach is l'shitasa. We'll see in Kuf Pei Vav, the Shach paskins that a woman, shein l'veses, doesn't need Bedikos Kodim Tashmish. That's probably the simplest reading of the Shach. The only problem is that, if so, it should have nothing to do with 30 days. So, it's a very difficult Shach. Sif Beis. So, Sif Beis says that you have to be Poresh Bishas Vestos. Vesta. So, first of all, we have to figure out whether Prisha B'shas Vestas deraisa derabanan. Now, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Vestos deraisa or Vestos derabanan. We, generally speaking, paskin like the opinion that Vestos derabanan. The nafkamina between Vestos deraisa and Vestos derabanan is in the case where a woman didn't do a bedika B'shas Vesta, and then did a bedika afterwards. If you assume vestos de oraisa, we assume orech bezman oban, she's tameya. If you assume vestos lav de oraisa, then she is tahora. We're going to talk about that question and what's the lumdus and the machlokas, be'ezus Hashem and simin kuf peites. There's a second halacha relating to vases. The first halacha, like we said, is bedika b'shas vesta. The second halacha that shayach b'shas vesta is the din of prisha shamach levesta. So the question is, assuming that you paskin vestos de rabbanan, or Mordechai isn't here, we don't have to say visasos de rabbanan. So assuming you paskin vestos are de rabbanan, that means that if you didn't do a bedika b'shas vesta and you did one afterwards, you'll be muteres. What about the second halacha of vestos, which is prisha b'shas vesta, not to have tashmish b'shas vesta? Is that de oraisa or is that de rabbanan? So if you look at the vast majority of Rishonim, including the Ran who says this behedya, they say the two questions are tali zebezeh. If you assume vestos lav de rabbanan, then prisha samach levesta and prisha b'shas vesta is also de rabbanan, in which case you have to assume that the sugyim shvuos and the sugyim psachim, which implied that there is a din of prisha midoraisa, is only a smachta, or it's according to the man de amar vestos lav de, that gemara is going like the man de amar vestos de oraisa, and we paskin vestos lav de oraisa. The Beis Yosef brings a sefer truma that says it's de oraisa, but he says maybe the sefer truma just means it's a, there's a smach de oraisa, there's a smachta to this din of prisha b'shas vesta, but doesn't really mean it's deraisa. So when you read the Beis Yosef, you get the impression that there's no Rishonim that hold that prisha b'shas vesta is deraisa. However, there are some Rishonim that do indeed imply that it is deraisa. The one who is most explicit is the Ritva. The Ritva and Shvuos. You should look at the Ritva and Shvuos on Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Ritva and Shvuos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, as well as the Ritva on in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Beis. And I'm going to briefly present you the Shitos, but it's a very beautiful, important Ritva, so Ein Sham Bifnim. But basically the Ritva says that there are two drashos. One drasha is that Isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav, and from the fact that it doesn't say lo savo, it says lo sikrav, we see this din of prisha b'shas vesta. And then there's another drasha that teaches me prisha b'shas vesta. V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasan. And from there, Rabbi Yishaya says, Azhara levnei Yisrael sheyifreshu min hashoseim samach levesta. And about that, Rava said, how much? An ona. An ona means a 12-hour period. So the Ritva holds that the first din, v'alisha b'nidas tumasa lo sikrav, which tells me that it's Aser, is talking about the time immediately around her Veses. Let's say a half hour around her Veses. And that is a din de oraisa, even according to the man de amar vestos de rabbanan. And the second din of vizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, that prisha samach levesta, the whole ona samach levesta is Aser and Tashmish, that is de rabbanan according to the man de amar vestos de rabbanan, and de oraisa according to the man de amar vestos de oraisa. So again, prisha b'shas vesta mamish is aser midoraisa l'kulei alma, and prisha b'ona samach levesta is aser midorabanan according to the man de amar vestos de rabbanan. That's what the Ritva says. There are others who hold this as well. The Ra'ah seems to hold it. The Shari Dura seems to hold it. Among Poskim, the Noda Behuda, the Chsam Sofer, and the Binas Adam all hold it. And perhaps the Rambam as well. Now, if you look, just to note, the various presentations of the different Shitos do lead to different understandings of this din. For example, we'll see the Noda Behuda comes to a similar conclusion as the Ritva, though with a very different, for a very different reason. But ultimately, there are a number of Rishonim and Achronim who do hold that Prisha B'Shas Vesta, at least at times with the Vesas Kavua, may be Aser Midoraisa. So, yeah. So it seems to me that the answer is that one way to answer it is the Note of Yehuda's way. The Ritva does not allude to the Note of Yehuda, and or any svar like that. It seems to me that the Ritva holds it's a drasha. We learn it out from the fact that it says isha benidastu masa lo sikrav, and it doesn't say lo savo, that even at a time when we expect her to see, or there's a elevated chance that makes it likely she might see, that we have to be choshesh. Now, if she doesn't see, then she's mutaris, assuming you do a bedik afterwards. But since it's likely, so then that pasuk tells me that she should do it, and that's a drasha gemura according to the Ritva. As opposed to the Ritva, as opposed to, let's say, the Nor Yudu says, in terms of chazakos, you have to be choshesh, it sounds like from the Ritva, there's a drasha that tells me I have to be choshesh. I think so. Exactly. The way the Ritva says it is that, I don't know actually. I was going to say something, but I might, maybe that's Nodi who says it. So I'm not sure if the Ritva says it. Okay, but that's the answer is like you said. Is it a Gzeira? Is it a Chashash Rachok or a Chashash Karov? One is a Chashash Deraisa. One is a Chashash Derabanan. Okay. Now, the Rambam also might subscribe to something along these lines. The Rambam in Isurei Bia Dalad Yud Bei says, "V'aser lo la'adam lavo alishto samach lavesta shema tira b'shas tashmish shenemar vizartam es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam." You can't have bia samach lavesta, and he quotes the drasha of the Gemara. So if you look at the Magid Mishnah there, the Magid Mishnah says, of course, the Rambam in Perk Tes of Isurei Bia Paskins Vestas de Rabbanan, and therefore this is just an Asmachta be'alma. Even though he quotes a drasha, it's an Asmachta. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gagos, Perk Hei Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Haba al Ishto b'shas Vesta, v'rasa dam b'shas Tashmish, sorry, habal ishto shelo b'shas vesta v'ra dam b'shas tashmish hari elu pturus mei karban chatas mipnei shezak ones hu v'lo shogig. If a man and a woman have tashmish amita shelo b'shas vesta, and it turns out that she becomes anita during the tashmish, they are not chayv karban. Why? That's ones. They did exactly what they're supposed to do, and therefore you have nothing to worry about. You don't need a kapara. But if you have bia b'shas tashmish, avalim avar, I'm skipping several lines, avalim avar uva aleha samach leveses, v'dima sheyivol v'yifrosh kodem shetira dam, v'rasa b'shas tashmish, chayavin b'karban, shezu ishgaga. But if they have bia b'shas vesta, then, and she is poreses nida, so then you have to bring a karban chatas. It's not mazid, but it's certainly shogeg. There's negligence here, and therefore you have to bring the karban chatas. So the kasha is, one second, I, the Rambam, paskins vestos lav deraisa, and yet here there's a nafkamin on a deraisa level. Are you chayva karban or are you not chayva karban? So one way to answer it is to say very simply that to be pater from a karban machmas ones, one has to be totally, totally innocent. And therefore, if you're not totally, totally innocent, even if you didn't technically do anything wrong, you're chayav a karban. It's not ones gamor. And therefore, even though there's no iser de oraisa to be parish b'shas vesta, or samach levesta, since chacham ein of berosha, when you did something stupid, so that's enough to be mechayev a karban chatas. And that seems to be the approach of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah writes that even if you hold vestos lav deoraisa, there could be a nafkamina in terms of karban chatas, but that doesn't mean there's a formal chova prisha. He says a similar point. He says even further, the halacha is, according to the Rambam, that isha sheyesh la vesta, shelo b'shas vesta, tsnuos, would do a bedika kodim tashmish. That's totally midas chasidas, right? And still, the Kesef Mishnah says that if you didn't do a bedika kodim tashmish, even shelo b'shas vesta and pirsa nida b'shas tashmish, you're chayva karban chatas. Why? Because ones doesn't just mean you didn't violate the halacha, you didn't follow the halachic process. Ones means that there's absolutely nothing you could have done to avoid this. And once there's something that you could have done to avoid this, then you're no longer ones. Reb Chaim does not like that pshat. There's a beautiful Reb Chaim on this. We're not going to have a chance to go through the piece, but he rejects this approach. And he says that, no, it's clear that according to the Rambam, vestos have a chalos b'deraisa. One of his rayas is that according to the Rambam, vestos are relevant for being kovea yimei nida and yimei ziva. This goes back all the way to Simon Kuf Pei Gimel when we discussed this. And therefore, he concludes that prisha samach levesta could be m'deraisa according to the Rambam, even though vestos are lav deraisa. Like the conclusion of the Ritva, though, for a different reason. There's a Chazon Ish who argues with Reb Chaim, and it's a very interesting discussion. It really relates a lot to how to understand Shura Muad, so we're not going to get into that now. So that is the second reason why you might say Prishas Deoraisa. One is the Shitas HaRambam, based on Hilchos Shgagos and Iserbia Perek Dalet, and two is Shitas HaRitva. Among the Achronim, the Nod Yehuda is probably most famous for adopting this approach. It's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. And the Nod Yehuda has, first of all, he thinks that he quotes a Ra'ah, who holds this way as well. The Ra'ah and the Ritva, not surprisingly, have similar shitos. And he tells us a very beautiful lamdus in terms of understanding why it would be Midoraisa. The Nod Yehuda writes that how could it be that the Rambam says that you're, according to Mandamar Vestos de Rabbanan, if you had Bia Samach Levesta, you're Chayv Achatas? Vein said Domel Amad Mechayv Mensech Shvuah Schatas Velor Minan Anushu, Hanush Yafilos Vestos de Rabbanan, Mikal Makum Kemisha Kalpanim Uta Alam de Rabbanan Lifor Shemana Shuv, Enu Onos, don't say like the Kesef Mishnah. We'll leave out the reason why. And therefore he concludes, Vanir Liani Asdaiti Bezeh, Al Pima Shechidashti Davar Nifla, De Lechora, Lahanach the Savri Vestos de Rabbanan, Kama Kenegdam Chumra Azhara de Vihizartam. De Alfina Mina Azhar of Nesol, Shifreshu Ona Samach Levestan, Vare Ikra Vestos de Rabbanan, Veichis Hira Hatorah Lav. So the Ravid says that it's an Asmachta. And even though the Pasuk says Vizartem, that's just an Asmachta. But Tosos and Yevamos seems to assume it's Deoraisa. And therefore he concludes, V'hine kvar noda ukimta derava b'mesechas gitten chavches mebeis l'shema meis lo chayshinan u'l'shema yamos chayshinan. This is based on the Nod Yehuda's whole theory. We mentioned this earlier, and we'll get back to this in Kuf Pei Tes. Why is it that Vestos are derabanan? After all, we know that we learn out from Shura Muad, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that Chaz Gimel Pamim is Deraisa. So says in Rabbi Yehuda, it's because Keneged the Chazaka that she's going to see B'Shas Vesta, there's an opposing Chazaka, namely the Chazkas Tahara. The two Chazakos, as it were, cancel each other out. However, the Chazaka de Meikara works retroactively, but not going forward. Meaning to say that if she didn't notice any blood b'shas vesta, so the chazaka de meikara will tell me that presumably she didn't see any dam b'shas vesta. But it doesn't tell me she's not going to see b'shas vesta. Just like in Gittin we say, shema meis, we're not concerned based on the chazkas chayim that a person died. Let's say he gave his wife, let's say an old man went out of town, his wife may continue to eat truma with the presumption that he's alive. Shema meis lo chayshinan. Nevertheless, shema yamos chayshinan. Chazaka meikara doesn't tell me what's going to happen in the future. It only tells me what happened in the past. Now, this dimyon is not pashat, because if you look at the Gemara over there, adarabba, we allow such a woman to continue to eat truma, even if hinichu zakein v'chola, which seems to say that it tells me that we assume every time she puts truma in her mouth, she could assume he's still alive. The only time we say shema yamos lo amrinan is when you gave a get sha'achas kodim lemisaso. And the problem there is that the get is chal now if he's going to die in the future. Whereas here, it should be dome to achilas truma, where I say that shema meis lo amrinan, and therefore you're allowed to eat truma, you could assume he's alive. I should also be able to have tashmish and assume that she's mutaris. So apparently, the note of Yehuda says, no, the pshat is that I can only start in tashmish if I know that for the next 5 minutes, let's say, she's not going to be roa dam. I should only be able to put truma in my mouth if in the next 30 seconds I know he's not going to die. So you have to come up with some type of chiluk. One way or the other, the svara, at first it seems like it's very mistaber, but it's not so pashut when you learn the sugya in Gittin. One way or the other, that is the shita of the Noda B'Yehuda, as well as other achronim, like the Chassam Sofer, who follow him. And therefore, of course, whether we hold it's Deoraisa or not Deoraisa, one has to be Parsha Machlevesta. Perhaps later on we'll come up to some of the practical nafkaminas, though, whether it's a Din Deoraisa or Din Derabanan. The next thing that comes up in this sif is the Or Zarua, the famous vestis of the Or Zarua. Now, before we see the Or Zarua, we should see the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis says, Amar Rava Halacha K'Reb Yehuda. There's a machlokas over there, how long the vestis lasts. We pass like Reb Yehuda, that the entire ona, meaning to say the entire day or the entire night, even if her vestis is, let's say, 4 p.m., but the entire day from sunrise to sunset, she's Asura B'Tashmish. The Gemara says, Amiyam Rava Hachi V'Atanya B'Zatmish B'nei Yisrael Mitum Asam Mikana Rabbi Yirmiyah Azhar L'Bnei Yisrael Shifa Shuvin Asar Sam Samach Levestan V'Kama Merava Ona. My love, Ona Yisera. The Gemara assumes that means that you have to be Poresh even the previous Ona. Lo Osa Ona. No, you only have to be Poresh the Ona of your Vases. V'Tarti Lamali Tzricha The Gemara seems to conclude, black on white, I might have had a havamina ona achriti, meaning to say, in addition to the ona savesas, also the previous ona. Kamash milan, no, you only have to be poresh ona, the ona of the vesas. That's the clear conclusion of the Gemara. Yet, the Or Zarua says that you also have to be poresh the ona before the veses. So even though my veses is at 4 p.m., so not only do I have to be poresh the entire day, but also the previous night. So the Beis Yosef says it's against the Gemara. Ve'en tam v'shorish l'dvarim elu, shari gemara mefurish k'divrei aposkim. So we don't have to be choshish for the Or Zarua. It's against the mefurish Gemara. The Bach is Miyashev, that the Or Zarua, of course, would be Modim Ikar Adin. The Gemara does say against him. The Or Zarua is just saying you should be Choshesh Shalom in a Halacha, like the Salka Daitach of the Gemara. It's an interesting Chumra to be Choshesh for Havaminas in a Gemara, but that's the Pshat in the Or Zarua according to the Bach. And the Bach says we can't just dismiss the Or Zarua because you would never say something like that unless you had a Kabbalah, because you can't say things that are against the Gemara. So, ironically, the more problematic a position it is, the more likely you are to follow it because it's so explicitly wrong, and therefore the Bach says you should be choshish for it. And the Taz says, that's tamua, we're never choshish for things that are against the Gemara, you don't have to be choshish for the Or Zarua. So all that is the simple understanding until the Shach comes along. The Shach defends the Or Zarua, and more or less the Shach's theory is the following. The Gemara means to say that if a woman has a vesis at a particular time, in other words, let's assume it's a vesis kavua, at a particular time, our example before was 4 p.m. So if she always sees 4 p.m., then the Gemara is saying that she has to be choshesh for the entire ona. In other words, strictly speaking, I would have thought that it's sufficient not to have bia at 4 p.m., but at 10 a.m. it would be permissible. Comes along the Gemara and says, no, even 10 a.m. is aser, the entire ona, the entire daytime is prohibited. That is true for a woman who has a vesis kavua, not for a specific, a very narrow window of time. But let's say her vesis kavua is for the daytime. She always sees every 28 days during the daytime. But sometimes it's at 10 a.m. and sometimes at 12 and sometimes at 4 p.m. So then the entire day is considered her vestes, in which case the ona hasamach levestes is the previous night. And that's what the Or Zeruah was saying. So the Gemara is talking about a metzias that already doesn't exist at the time of the Shach. The Shach says nowadays our women don't have pinpoint vestos. They have vestos that, you know, the irregularity already began at the time of the Shach. So during the times of the Gemara, they had pinpoint vestos. By the time the Shach came around, women had, most women still had a vestes kavua, he says, but they vary throughout the day or throughout the night. And therefore, even according to the Gemara, you have to be purish the previous vestes. In other words, you always have to add a little bit to, you, not a little bit, you have to add to what your vestes is. If your vestes is at 4 p.m., then the whole day becomes aser. If your vestes is the whole day, then the previous ona becomes aser. That is the yishuv of the Or Zeruah according to the Shach. If you look, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Azakasha, I think you leave aside that issue. Not only does the Shach think that this is like a yishuv for the Or Zeruah, but in the Kunas HaKesef he writes, Hachi Muchach B'Shas. So that's the Muchach Pshat against everybody else, and therefore the Shach thinks that you should really follow the Or Zeruah. Not everybody accepts the Shach. The Shach also points out that the Ravan seems to hold like the Or Zeruah. If you look at the Taras HaShlamim, he says, okay, but the Ravan and the Or Zeruah had a different gears than the Gemara, and you don't have to be Choshesh. She doesn't like the Taz's, the Shach's Yishuv. You don't have to be Choshesh for a sheet in Rishonim that's based off of a Girsa that we don't have, and therefore we could Paskin like the Rif, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ravid, the Torah, Rabbeinu Gersha, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Smag and the Smak, that you don't have to be Choshesh for the Or Zeruah. That's the Taras HaShlamim, as well as other Achronim. There's a very interesting thing. The Shach in Tezvav, and also the Pischei Tshuva Yud Aleph points this out, it sounds like, let's say she has a Veses from, assuming Shkia is 6 p.m., so she has a Veses to have a Ria Merubah from 5:30 to 6:30, then according to the Shach writes she has to be Choshesh not just the whole day, but the previous night as well. And the Pischei Tshuva says, even according to the Shach Shita, in that sense, it should, in that case, it should be enough just to be purged that entire day. Oh. Another question we have to consider is, would the Shach say his position to be Choshesh for the Or Zeruah, or would the Or Zeruah say his position, even if you have a Vesas Sheino Kavua? Maybe the Or Zeruah only set his position for a Vesas Kavua. So, if you look at the Pischei Tshuva Dalet, he quotes from the Chassam Sofer and others that take it as a Davar Pashut, that the Or Zeruah is Machmir even for Ves Sheino Kavua. And the Chassam Sofer really thinks you should Paskin this way. He's willing to be Mekel in the event that if you're not Machmir for the Or Zeruah, the woman will have to be divorced because she has such a short cycle. But other than that, the Chassam Sofer wants somebody to be Machmir for the Or Zeruah. The Tshura Shai, though, says no, that even according to the Or Zeruah, it's only if it's a Ves Kavua. Rav Moshe doesn't hold to that. Rav Moshe says that one should be strict and follow the Or Zeruah unless there's a pressing need to be lenient. The Chazon Ish is Mekel. There's a very wonderful, very short Hilchos Nida Sefer called Taras Bas Yisrael. It's only about 15-20 pages. Goes through the basic halachos, and it was written in consultation with the Chazon Ish, as well as the Chazon Ish in the back has his Ha'aros. And in this Kisser Sefer, he doesn't even mention the Or Zeruah, and that was with the guidance of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, no, we don't Paskin like the Or Zeruah, and in a short, you know, practical sefer, you shouldn't even mention the Or Zeruah. So it seems pretty clear that the Chazon Ish held, we don't paskin, you don't have to be choshesh for the Or Zeruah. Though I saw that the Chut HaShani says, well, that was only because it wasn't written for Bnei Torah. It was written as a popular kitzer and sefer, but for Bnei Torah, they should still be machmir for the Or Zeruah. This is one of the cases where I think, for the most part, Poskim, the Rashi Yeshiva and YU, differ from the Poskim and the Velt. In the Velt, I think, following Rav Moshe and others, they say that generally speaking, one, at least B'nai Torah, should be machmir for the or zarua. I think around here the poskim are makel, generally speaking. It's interesting because if you actually look at the or zarua, he quotes this chumrah in the name of the ravya. The ravya was also the aviasaf, and there's another chumrah or chiddush of the aviasaf, totally different chiddush, which doesn't actually seem to work well with the or zarua either. So we'll talk about the other chiddush of the aviasaf. The Avi Asaf quoted in Beis Yosef says the following. When is it, we know we have to be parsed for an ona. So until now we've been assuming the ona means either the entire day or the entire night. So for example, we said if a woman has a vesis to see at 4 o'clock p.m., so then the entire day is aser. If her vesis is to see at 4 a.m., then the entire night is aser. There's a Gemara that's talking about Dam Besulim and says that a ona is 12 hours. The Avi Asaf says that idea applies to Vestos as well. And therefore, Vesta should always be 12 hours, which means to say that in the winter, when the nights are long and the days are less than 12 hours, if your Vesta is during the day, you still have to be parted for 12 hours. And in the summer, you have to be parished for 12 hours during the nighttime, even though nights are less than 12 hours. That's the chiddush. It's a chiddush because it's one thing to say it by Dam Besulim. By Dam Besulim, we're talking about how long after a woman, before they were misakin, that all women have to be poresh for Dam Besulim. Originally, the halacha was that depending on your likelihood of seeing Damida, you have to be parish for different periods of time. And one type of woman only had to be parish for 12 hours. So it says that all Dam that she sees in the 12 hours after that first Bia, so that could be presumed to be Dam Besulim. So there, it makes sense to follow 12 hours. And we're not going to be machalik between winter and summer. It's always 12 hours. The chiddush of the Avi Asaf is to take that idea and apply it to Vestos as well. So the Taz, the question is, how practically do you apply the Avi Asaf? How do you practically apply it? So let's say her vesis is, like we said, at 4 p.m. Okay? So what do you do? 12 hours. Which 12 hours? So the Taz understands that according to Avi Asaf, that means that you'll have to take 6 hours before and 6 hours after. So if your vesis is for 4 p.m., so then you're going to be usher starting at 10 a.m. and usher till 10 p.m. That's what he's saying. And I guess it makes a lot of sense, Misvara, why you would have this chash. We're going to go ahead and pinpoint the time of your vesis and then circle it and say, well, maybe it'll come a little early, maybe it'll come a little late, and therefore the entire 12-hour span will be aser. That's how the Taz understands the Avi Asaf. However, he says we don't paskin that way at all. The Shach seems to have a different understanding of Avi Asaf. He seems to say no. If your vesis is at 4 p.m., the daytime is aser. If it's at 4 a.m., the nighttime is aser. However, the daytime and the nighttime are always 12 hours. And Avi Asaf would say that bein lahakel bein lahachmir. So that would mean that if you have a 4 p.m. vesis during the winter, so you're, let's say sunrise is at 7 a.m., and sunset is at 5 p.m., very short day. So what we'll do is we will add an hour to the morning, and you'll have to start your prisha at 6 a.m., even though sunrise is only 7 a.m., and we'll add an hour to the evening. You have to be poresh until 6 p.m., even though sunset is only at 5 p.m. That is what the Avi Asaf holds according to the Shach, meaning to say we fundamentally accept the notion that a vesis is an ona, either daytime or nighttime, but the onas have to be recalibrated so that they're always a 12-hour period. So that is the position. Now, it's very interesting. The Shach then, he really likes this Avi Asaf as well, and he says, not only that, we saw already the Shach mentioned it in Kuf Pei Vav, the Shach says, well, we didn't see that yet, but he does. The Shach says that we're also choshesh for this position l'inyan kriyashma, and Rabbi Kibager says, what is he talking about? I think there might be a yishuv. If you look at the Gra, but we won't get into that now. So he says, we choshish for the aviyasa for kriya shema, we're choshish for the aviyasa for chametz be'erev Pesach. Now there it doesn't make so much difference, because erev Pesach is almost always around an equinox. So the day will always be 12 hours. But he says, let's say it's a shana me'uberes. So then, linyan chametz be'erev Pesach, we follow the aviyasa. And he thinks that's a stama of the Shulchan Aruch. Forget the aviyasa. The Shulchan Aruch is so saying for kriya shema, and for chametz be'erev Pesach, like the aviyasa. And therefore, it comes out a fascinating din. Let's say she saw in the summer, 10 minutes after Nates, right? Sometimes the Aviyasaf will lead to a Kula, right? Again, let's say that Nates Hachama in the summer is at 5 a.m. and she's going to see 5:10. So according to the Shach's understanding, 5:10 is still part of the night. So she'll have to be parish the night, and according to Orzei Ruah, the previous day. But the day that the rest of the veldt will say is her veses, she'll be muteres. Right? So that's a fascinating shach. Okay. The next thing that comes up in our sif base and kuf pei dalet, is known as Yemei Mevucha. And it's really makes you very confused. Kishmo kein hu. It is one of the most confusing parts of this whole siman. It's a chumrah from the Ramah, quoting the Hagos Maimonios, and we will give 7 explanations in the Achronim as to what the Ramah means. The Ramah is so confusing that nobody can agree what in the world he's talking about. So let's start with the Makor HaDavar. The Hagos Maimonios says the following. This is quoted by the Darki Moshe as well as the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Isha she'en la veses kavua im hi isha she'mishanes vesta le'achar o lehakdim beis o gimel yamim. So sometimes it's earlier by 2 or 3 days, sometimes it's later by 2 or 3 days. Yifrosh mimena bizman hagas havestes beis o gimel yamim. She should be poresh for those 2 or 3 days. Kodem o acharav, ad kan lashono. So what is this talking about? So interpretation number one is the Madana Yantif, which is quoted by the Shach Kuf Pei Tes Lamed Tes. And he understands that this din is talking about an Isha Sheyesh Lavesis Kavua. And in a certain sense, we understand why he says this, because it says that she's makdemes o me'acheres. In other words, she sometimes sees a little early and sometimes sees a little late. Well, earlier than what? Later than what? So the Madana Yanta says we're talking about a woman who has a vesis, and only a woman who has a vesis. She has a vesis kavua, but sometimes she sees a little bit earlier and sometimes a little bit later than her vesis kavua. And in such a case, you have to be choshesh if Nimshach ha-ri'iya achar ha-veses. And therefore, the Madana Yantif says that according to this understanding of the Ramah, there's a stira between the Ramah and Kuf Pei Dalet and Kuf Pei Tes. Because in Simon Kuf Pei Tes, the Ramah writes, Rasa Tes Vav Nisan v'mshicha v'yasa dalet yamim. And then Tes Zayin Nisan Iyar and Imshicha Riyasa Gimel Yamin, and then Yud Zayin Sivan and Shnei Yamin, etc. So there's a machlokas what you do, but the Ramah Paskins, you always look at the beginning. We never look at the Hemshech. So the way that the Madana Yantif understood the Ramah here is he's saying that let's say her Vesis is the 15th. 15, 15, 15, 15, 15. 13, 13, 13. So we're going to assume that since when she sees 13, it continues to 15, then her vesis really is 15, but she has to be choshish from 13. But that's so ser, the Raman Kuf Pei Tes, that says you always look at the beginning, and 15, 15, 15, 13, 13, 13, 13 is so ser 15. And that's the problem that the Madana Yantif has. So the Shach disagrees with the reading, so that's Pshat 1. Right, Pshat 1 is she has a Ves Kavua and she starts being Makdim. Pshat 2 is Shach, over there again, Kuf Pei Tes Lamed Tes, and he's saying no. He's talking about a woman who has a Ves Kavua, let's say 28 days, So she has to be poresh that veses. And let's say one she sees on 26, right? She has a ves haflag of 28 days, one she sees on 26. So now she, next month, she has to be choshish for 28 and 26. That's the way, that's what it means. She's makdim 2 days. Now, the problem is like this. The problem is that then this Rama is not saying any chiddush whatsoever. Because we know the halacha is that if you have ves kavua, and you one time see at a different time, the next month you have to be choshish both for your veses kavua and your regular veses. Let's say you have a veses kavua to see on the 5th of the month, and one month you see on the 3rd of the month. So the next month you have to be choshish both 3 for your veses she'eno kavua and 5 for your veses kavua. So what is the chiddush of the Rama? There doesn't seem to be any chiddush of the Rama that he says you have to be choshish if it's a little earlier. So I thought maybe the Rama was saying that even since she's regila lahakdim, let's say again, she has a ves kavua of 28 days. But, you know, once every 3 cycles, she's makdim 2 days. So the halacha is that after this, let's say again, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 25, 28, 28, 25, 28, 28, 25, something like that. So after the 28, she doesn't have to be choshish for 25. But since it's so common that she's marked him 2 days or 3 days, then you have to be choshish. Maybe that's what the shach holds, and that's why there's a little chiddush here. But basically, it's only a small chumrah for a woman sheyesh la ves kavua. Rav Moshe has a different yisha for the shach. There's a very important Rav Moshe on this topic. It's Igros Moshe Yardei Chelik Beisim and Samach Zayin. Very long tshuva. And he has a different yisha for the shach. He thinks maybe the chiddush of the shach is, I would have thought, let's say again, 25, 25, 25, 20. So we know the halacha is the next month you have to be choshish for 20 and 25. That's only because we assume that 20 is an akira. But maybe if we assume that 20 is just a little bit early dam, so then the following month you won't have to be choshish for 20, only 25, and that's what the Rama is saying. No, you always have to be choshish. Okay, so that's the shach's position. That's position number 2. Position number 3, the Taras Hashlamim. Taras Hashlamim points out that both the positions that we've considered until now are seemingly impossible. Why? Because if you look back at the Hagos Maimonios, it says, Isha She'en Laveses. And the Shach and the Madani Yantif both assume we're talking about an Isha She'yesh Laveses. So what are they talking about? So therefore, he says, no, we're talking about an Isha She'en Laveses, but she's Regila Lahakdim from Onabenonis 2 or 3 days. And we know that onabeinonis is the san veses for isha she'en laveses. And therefore, in that case, you have to be choshesh for that period of time. So if she's regila lahakdim from her onabeinonis, let's say, 3 days, so then you have to be paresh from 27. You'd have to be paresh on 27 and on 30. Okay. That is the Taras Hashlamim. Also, not something that you'd have to worry too much about, all 3 interpretations in terms of nowadays, what's the common metzias. All that's until the No de Yehuda. The No de Yehuda, Kama Simen Mem Vav, which is also quoted in Pisrei Tshuva Ches, has a radical interpretation of the Rama, which would change the world if we paskin like the No de Yehuda. The No de Yehuda, actually, if you just read the Rama, it really sounds that way. No de Yehuda says, let's say a woman doesn't have a veses kavua of 28 days, but she always sees from day 27 to 29. It's always going to be a haflag of 27, 28, or 29, which of course is very, very common. So then she's asura all 3 days, 27, 28, 29. That's the way the No de Yehuda reads the Rama. And truth be told, again, if you just read the Rama, it certainly sounds that way. Now, this is a very big chiddush, because the question is, what's the limit, right? Let's say she sees always within a 10-day span. So every single woman always has some period of time, even if... So you'll say 2 or 3 days, great, that's what I would have answered. Except the No de Yehuda says, no, even if it's a week. The Note of Yehuda says, explicitly that you have to be machmir even if it's a week. So you could have said 2 or 3 days. That's what I would have said in the Ramah. I think the Rehita gets it from 3 days before and 3 days after, totaling 7 days. Fine. Now, what is the basis of this theory of the Noda Behuda? The Noda Behuda is basically extending the idea of the Trumas Hadashin. The Trumas Hadashin has what's known as the negative Vesses. Usually we think of a positive Vesses. She sees every 25 days. A negative Vesses is, the Trumas Hadashin says, you never see before day 14. Now, the Trumas Hadashin only says this in one context, in Bedikos Kodim Tashmish. Again, Rabbeinu Chananel, we'll see it later in Kuf Pei Vav, says that even if you hold, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that a woman, She'en Laves Kavua, always has to do Bedikos Kodim Tashmish, that is only if she has a totally irregular cycle. But if she never sees before day 14, then until day 14, you could have Tashmish without Bedikos Lefnei Tashmish. That's what the Trumas Hadashin says. Now, the Trumas Hadashin, first of all, Pashtus is only talking about that Chumra, the Rach, because he says, really, the reason why I'm willing to rely on this is because most Rishonim reject the Rach anyway, so at the very least, you could be Mekel up to day 14. What the Noda Yehuda is doing is he's taking Rabbeinu Chananel and he's adding to it. He's saying, well, if you could be Mekel up to day 14, then you have to be Machmir after day 14, and therefore you're going to be Usher all of that time. But if that's the case, it's a very large extension of the Trumas Hadashin, and it's a tremendous Chumrah to say without there being any clear precedent. So that's the Noda Yehuda. And if you look, Rav Moshe asks a lot of kashas on the Noda Yehuda Shita. Opinion number 5 is the Kresu Plesi. The Kresu Plesi says all 3 days are Usher, but that's only if, he says, a very interesting idea. It's very similar to the Noda Behuda, but for a different theory. There's an opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, that says that Isha she'en la vesses is asura l'bayla li'aylam, because you never know, maybe she'll see. So a woman doesn't have a vesses, she has to get divorced. You can't be married to such a woman. Any moment in time, she might be pierced nida, and therefore you can't have tashmish such a woman. That's the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. Says the Kresu Plesi, what's the idea of the Ramah? We don't paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Baruch Hashem, but he says, that's only because if you were machmir like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, you would have to get divorced. But let's say you wouldn't have to get divorced because you always see within a span of 3 days. So then, we're choshish for Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus and your usher during those 3 days. So a conclusion very similar to the Noda Behuda, but a different theory behind it. So the Rav Moshe says that his position only makes sense if you basically paskin like the Rambam or the Rush, that you always have to do Bedikos Kodim Tashmish if an Isha for an Isha Shein Lavases. But if you paskin like the other Rishonim, like the Rif and like Arpsak, that Isha Shein Lavases doesn't even need to do Bedikos Kodim Tashmish at all. So certainly you're not going to say that Be'etzim we hold like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus when it's a situation, except when it's a situation when it won't cause us to be motzi isha mibayla. And therefore, the Rav Moshe says the Kresu Plesi is totally not relevant, even if you think he's right, ledidan, that we paskin like the Rif. Opinion number 6, interpretation number 6 of the Ramah is the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das says it's talking about a woman who has 3 Vesses Kavuas. She sees 26, 26, 26, 27, 27, 27, 28, 28, 28. Not in that order, then she would have a D-log. 26, 26, 26, 28, 28, 28, 27, 27, 27. So under normal circumstances, we would assume that the second Vesses is Oker the first Vesses, and the third Vesses is Oker the second Vesses. And you would only have that which is last. But since they're in such close proximity to each other, that's what the Ramah is saying, you have to be Choshish for all 3. So in that situation, you have to be Choshish for day 26 to 28, whatever comes out. But otherwise not. So, halachal ma'isa, how do we paskin? Practically speaking, you don't have to worry about any of this unless you hold to the Noda Behuda or the Kresu Plesi. So the question is, are we choshish for the Noda Behuda or Kresu Plesi? And if we are, then it's taka very, very common. So Rav Moshe writes, V'lachein his maskan after a long tshuva, ledina, ein lanu, ela lahachshav yamim elu k'isha she'en laveses, ulhatira l'shamesh bivdika chutz miyom shirasa bo b'achrona. If you have such a cycle that you see always from day 26 to day 28, you have a cycle that's always day three, you know, within that 3 day or 4 day span you always see. So he says you could be makel, we're not choshish for the Noda B'Yehuda, but during that span of time in which you're always going to see, you should do a bedika kodim tashmish. That's the psak of Rav Moshe. Okay. We are out of time, so we will continue Be'ezus Hashem with Kuf Pei Dalad next time. Hopefully we will finish Kuf Pei Dalad tomorrow, and maybe even start Kuf Pei Tes.